Hello, Radio St. Pete. I am your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today in our Good Deeds segment is an incredible project, Special Delivery, Local Artist Creations, auctioned to benefit our friends, the Gulfport Senior Center Building Fund. We've had Jennifer Tirana on air with us before. Today with me is Karen Love and Julie Armstrong and one of the artists, Scott Lynn. Welcome, Karen.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Karen, the event is February 8th. The reception is 5 to 6, and the auction is 6 p.m. There are 10 local artists that create artistic and functional mailboxes. Tell me a little bit about the work that goes into this to get to the actual event.
Well, this actually started back in July because we were planning to do this in September, but because of the storms that affected Gulfport, we got pushed back. But we went to, Julie Armstrong and I are both very involved in the art community here in Gulfport, and we actually went to 10 different artists, all from different walks, all with different sphere of influence or different tribes, if you will. And we presented the idea to them, and I have to tell you, 10 out of 10 said, yes, we would love to do this for our senior foundation. So we were absolutely thrilled. We went to the store. We bought 10 cedar posts and 10 plain white metal boxes. And we said, do whatever, no rules. Whatever you want to do is good by us. And when you have an opportunity to see all of them, it's absolutely amazing. Everybody went in a different direction as we've been promoting them. You know, they're just going to, the desires of the different population all have one or two of their favorites. So they're so, so creative. And they all started with the same thing, but you would never know it to see them now.
So folks, I'm looking at the pictures and there's a teddy bear, there's a boat motor, there is a, of course, a gecko and even a squirrel. But what I want to ask you, Karen, before I chat a little bit with Julie is, despite the fact this started in July, you had the hurricane as a challenge to get this done. And so tell us a little bit about that and how that affected the whole process.
Well, actually, Nanette, all of them were done because we were scheduled to have this in September. So everything was done. They were all back in my possession. We had taken the photographs. We were down to walking out the door to go get some appetizers that we were going to be having at the event the next day. Okay? So that's how far along we were. So then when we had to postpone because of the storms and the damage to our senior center, they ended up, five of them are in my guest bedroom and five of them are in Carmen Cardona's lanai. She's the third person who's part of this think tank. So basically all the enthusiasm and energy that was built and everybody was ready for this great event. And I do call this an event. I mean, this is going to be a gala event. We're actually encouraging people to do either of one of two things, I guess one of three things. They can come as they want to. They can come in their favorite gala attire, or how about if they want to dress like their favorite mailbox? We have a security team who will be there. The artists will be there. They will meet everybody and answer their questions about their particular box. And then when the theater doors are thrown open at 5:55, the security team will be handing a paddle to everybody who's there.
This is just wonderful, and it's going to be at Katherine Hickman Theater. Julie, tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in this project, and do you have a mailbox in the exhibit?
I do not have a mailbox.
And how and tell us your role and how you got involved in this project, this good deed that is done for the Gulfport Senior Center Building Fund.
So I have been involved with the arts here in Gulfport for many years. I know a lot of the artists. I am an artist myself, and so it was very easy for me to go around and ask artists to participate. We did it kind of unusually. We did formal invitations inviting the artists to participate, and they were then put in red envelopes and delivered to their house.
Oh, I love that. So it's almost like it's an invitational.
It was an invitational, and like she said, all of the artists that we asked, all of them said yes immediately. So we were very excited about that. Now, the one thing that's so much fun about this is that we have artists that are commercial artists that also are artists that, you know, participate in the various shows. In fact, one of the shows that are coming up that weekend is the Gulfport Fine Arts Festival, which is a huge fine arts festival here in Gulfport. And 6 of our 10 artists have participated in that show. So, like I said, a lot of them are fine artists, but we also have people that are very creative. So one of our artists is a person that owns a real estate company here in Gulfport, and she is extremely creative and had created that one that you said was the Evan Rude boat motor.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I know, and it's so...
Is that Stacy Purcell? That's Stacy Purcell, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's mention some of the artists. So I want to just, Julie, I'm going to come back to you for a minute here. So I looked at Leslie Gilchrist, and I thought hers was so whimsical and very speaking to the gypsy soul of Gulfport. And then the other one that I thought was hilarious is Jason Sigler's Finnegan, where he converted a mailbox into a hammerhead shark. Julie, tell us about two others before we turn it over to one of the artists, Scott Lind.
Yep. So we also have Doug D'Souza, who is a great metal artist here in Gulfport, and he does beautiful jewelry with metal. And he has taken that art and made it 10 times bigger and created a seahorse and also an octopus to put on the actual mailbox. And then the other one that's very interesting is Jane Vandervoot. She does steampunk art. And if you like steampunk, this is the box for you. It has the octopus arm. It has the eye. It has gears. You name it. It is very steampunk.
Well, I'm going to come back to Julie. Thank you so much. Karen, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but let's meet one of the local artists. Hello, Scott. Tell us about your work.
Hi, Nanette. It's Scott Lindy, and I'm not a professional artist, but it's something that's been a part of my life for a very long time. The piece that I did was basically, rather than trying to decorate what I was given, was to completely deconstruct what I was given and reconstruct it in a very unique fashion. You're looking at a photograph of it, but it's hard to tell over the radio, hard to describe, so I encourage you to come out and see it. But the approach was just to create, I thought it is an outdoor setting, something that had an environmental essence to it. And so I incorporated stone as well as some patinas on the metal and this unique deconstruct and reconstruct of the post itself.
Yes, and folks, I'm going to tell you that I will put the Facebook page up that has all of the art. We will list all of the artists' names. Tell me a little bit, Scott, how this spoke to you and the importance of supporting the Gulfport Senior Foundation as well as the arts in Gulfport.
Well, I'm a retired person, retired from a professional career. And really, Gulfport just fosters a spirit of community, and just there's so many ways to give back in this town. It's very rewarding to be a member of the community, and as such, opportunities come along. So art happens to be something that Julie knew that I did, and she tested waters to see if I'd be interested. And I almost always say yes to asks in Gulfport, so this is just another one of them. And it's just so much fun, and there's so much appreciation from the community for doing things like this. And you meet people, and you have a good time.
Well, thank you, Scott. Karen, I want to come back to you. You know, I think that Gulfport Strong is part of the mission of Gulfport, but Gulfport as an art community, and Scott, you spoke about this, Julie, you spoke about this. It is a real family. It's a family that loves art, that is welcoming and open. Karen, will you just talk a little bit about how long this project has been going on and how you really actually, have improved the whole look and feel of the community with these wonderful and whimsical mailboxes?
Well, this is the very first year. First, I have to tell you, I happen to be wearing a Gulfport Strong hat right this moment. So that was funny that you used that expression. This is the first year that the think tank is doing the mailboxes. In the past, we have done Adirondack chairs, and we called it the best seat in the house. And we ran that for 2 years, and that was interrupted 1 year because of COVID. Again, about 2 days before we were supposed to have our first auction, we were unable to. And that was a case, once again, where we just went to 10 artists and asked them to participate, and they all said they would. And they went for relatively big money, which we were happy about because it was for the Senior Foundation also. And so we came back the next year with 10 chairs again, but we added 6 windows, thinking that the windows would be a good opportunity for folks who maybe couldn't spend quite as much money. And in some cases, our windows went for more money than our chairs because Gulfport is a very loving, giving community. So we did that 3 years in a row, and then we took a year off, and we were just brainstorming about what could we do, and we thought about toilet seats, and we thought about a lot of bizarre things, and decided that the mailboxes would probably be the most practical. Of course, we did not know at that time that we would be looking at so many people needing to replace mailboxes because of the storms. But Gulfport is coming back very strong. Most of our businesses are open again. We're glad to see it. And that weekend of February 8th and 9th is going to be huge because not only do we have this event starting at 5 o'clock at night, but when the auction is over, we actually are resuming our first night market that night as well. Oh, excuse me, the Friday night before. I got a little confused
right,
there.
Right.
So we have that on the 7th. On the 8th, we have the Fine Arts Festival all day long in the park, and then the auction at night, and then the next day, the Fine Arts Festival comes back for a second day. So it's going to be a huge, huge art weekend for all people all over the county who are going to want to come out and enjoy time in Gulfport.
Julie, will you just tell us, and I'm going to ask Karen to chime in after that, about the think tank and how this was formed, because it's a very unique organization.
So Karen Love and Carmen started the think tank. I came on board this year. I actually participated in the past by creating one of the Adirondack chairs. I liked the fact that what they were doing, who they were raising the money for, and this year they asked me to come aboard. So I said yes, and that's how I got here.
Karen, how many people are there in this think tank?
I think when we did the Adirondack chairs, we had 5 people on our think tank team, and when we started this one here, we only have 3. It's Carmen Cardona, Julie and myself, and we just sat around and brainstormed probably over a beer and decided on how we wanted to approach this and how Julie was the one that had the great idea about making it invitational, and that was a big hit. And it's like so many other things, the time will come where people will be saying, oh, I hope I get asked this year. And
it
that
really
was always the goal was to change up the artists every year so we're not using the same people over and over again.
Well, I want to thank all 3 of you for taking the time to share with our Radio St. Pete listeners this incredibly fun and unique artist-created mailboxes being auctioned for an excellent charity in our Good Deeds segment. Karen, Julie, Scott, send a greeting out to our Radio St. Pete people, if you would.
Come to Gulfport. We want to see you.
Keep us Gulfport strong. Want to see you.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for being with us. Karen Love, Julie Armstrong, and a shout-out to Carmen Cardona. They're members of the Think Tank. A shout-out to our friend Jennifer Tirana, the Vice President of the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. Friends, please go to gulfportseniorfoundation.org and find out all of the good deeds that this group is doing. Thank you all for being on Radio St. Pete. We'll see you at the event February 8th at the Katherine Hickman. And Karen, the place to get tickets, where do they go?
Oh, no, this is a free event.
Oh, my goodness.
Free event. Come dressed the way you want. Enjoy a cocktail or two. Meet the artist. And then come on in with your paddle. And the checkbook.
Thank you so much, folks, for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host of Good Deeds, Nanette Weiser.